Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph. I don't know, like 8-9 lines into the page. Amar Rav Avi'item Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Midah Tova Mimaheres Lava Mimidas Pranas. Midah Tova happens more quickly than Midas Pranas. The Eilu Mimidas Pranas Ksev. By Midas Pranas, when Moshe Rabbeinu got Tzaras, it says Ve'yotzi Avina Yada Mitzaras Kashelik. That he took out his hand and it was full of Tzaras. V'ilu Midah Tova Ksev Ve'yotzi Micheikovine Shava Bivsaro. That he took it out and his flesh had come back. Micheiku D'Shava Bivsaro. When it was still in his pocket, it was already, inside his shirt, it had already healed. So you see that the healing comes quicker than the punishment. The Gemara now brings a mimer about Neis B'toch Neis. Vayivla Mata Aronis Matosam Amr Blazar Neis B'toch Neis. That Aaron's Mata swallowed up the other Matos, you see that it was Neis B'toch Neis. That first it went back to being a stick and no longer a snake, and then as a stick it swallowed up the Chartume, the sticks of the Chartume Mitzrayim. So you see that it was a nace that had swallowed them, and another nace that had swallowed them, and it wasn't even a snake, it was a stick. We then said in our Mishnah that if you carry from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, and there's Rosh Hashanah in the middle, Rabbi Kivol Dirchayev and the Chum Seir Potter. So by Rabba raised the following Shaila. When you throw from one Rosh Hashanah to another, and it passes through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, are they arguing in a case where it passes through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah within 10 Tfachim of the ground? And they're arguing about the following. Demar Savra that Rabbi Kiva holds Amrinan Kluta Kamisha Huncha, that as it's passing through the airspace, it is considered as if it has landed where it is, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Umar Savra and the Chacham La Amrinan Kluta Kamisha Huncha, we do not view an item that's flying through the airspace as if it has landed, and therefore you are Potter. Avalamalame Asara Divra Kol Potter. But if it's more than 10 Tfachim off the ground that it's going through the Rosh Hashanah, everyone would say that it's potter because it's going through a makom petur. V'lo yalfin and zorek mimoshit, and we do not learn to be mechayev someone who's zorek in such an area from someone who's moshit, who just passes something through such an area. Says Mar Odilma, or maybe Lemal Me'asar Pligi. The whole machlokas is when it's more than 10 tfachim off the ground that they throw it through. Ubahal Pligi, and the machlokas is Demar Sav Rabbi Kiva holds Yalfinan Zorik Mimoshit. That just like when you pass an item from a Rosh Hashanah to another Derech Rosh Hashanah, even if it's above 10 tfachim, you're chayiv. So too, when you're Zorik in a similar fashion, you're chayiv. Umar Sav and the Chum hold Lo Yalfinan Zorik Mimoshit. We do not learn Zorik from Moshit. Avalamata Me'asar, but maybe if it was within 10 tefachim of the ground, divrei kol chayiv. Everyone would say it'd be chayiv if you throw from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah and passes through Rosh Hashanah within 10 tefachim of the ground. My taima, kluta kamashon unchadamia. Maybe everyone agrees that if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's as if it has been placed on the ground. Meaning that when it's flying through the airspace, it's as if it is placed down. Amar Rav Yosef Hamil Sey Bailil Rav Chisto Pashtun Alei Rav Hamnuna Meha. Rav Chisto raised the shayla and Rav Hamnuna was able to be poshit the shayla from the following brisa. It says Mirshus Yachal Rishus Yachal Va'over Rishus Ram Atzma Rabbi Kiva Mechayev Chum Potrim. So Midkamer Rishus Ram Atzma Pshita Lematame Asar Pligi. From the fact that we formulate the machlokes in the case where it passes through not just Rishus Ram but Rishus Ram Atzma, that tells you that it must be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Oh my, ilim b'mavir. And if we're just talking about passing something lematame asaruhu, so then it's less than the mechayiv lematame asaruhu the mechayiv l'mal me'asar lo mechayiv. You mean to tell me that it's only because it's within 10 tefachim of the ground you're going to be chayiv? No, v'amar b'lazar motzi masi l'mal me'asar chayiv shekein masi b'nei kas. When it comes to passing something, even the l'mal me'asar you would have been chayiv. So what's the case where you're only going to be chayiv when it's lematame asara, but you can be potter when it's l'mal me'asar? Elav bizorik. So lemata me'asara de mechayev. Rabbi Kiva is going to say you're chayev when it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. But lemal me'asara lo mechayev. More than 10 tefachim off the ground, you're not going to be chayev. Shema mina beklut kamishuncha pligi. Shema mina. So we see that the subject of this machlokas is about klut kamishuncha. Do we view something that's flying through the airspace as if it is resting on the ground? Upliga de Rav Lazar. And Rav Hamnuna, in formulating the machlokas this way and understanding that the whole machlokas is only when it's lemal not Tamei Asara is in disagreement with Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar, Mechayiv Hayu Rabbi Akiva Afilu Lemala Mei Asara. Rabbi Akiva would say Chayiv even if you throw it and it goes through Rosh Hashanah more than 10 Tfachim off the ground. Vaduk Tanya Rosh Hashanah Atzma, the reason he Dafka said it's in the Rosh Hashanah Atzma, which implies that it's within 10 Tfachim of the ground, Lo Diacha Kochen Drabanan, to let you know just how serious the Rabbanan are about saying that you're Potter, that you're even going to be Potter when it's within 10 Tfachim of the ground. So the Machlokas is in both cases, Opligid Rabbi Chilka Bartovi, Rabbi Elazar disagrees with Rabbi Chilka Bartovi, Dam Rabbi Chilka Bartovi, Rabbi Chilka Bartovi holds that if you throw something from Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah, so Toch Shlosha Divrei HaKol Chayiv, if it's within three Tfachim of the ground, everyone's going to say that you're Chayiv, because then everyone would agree that's Kamisha Huncha, Lemal Lemei Asara Divrei HaKol Potter, if it's more than 10 Tfachim of the ground, also no machlokas. Everyone would say the potter. The whole machlokas is only within a particular window, mishlosh of yad asara, where the object passes through between 3 and 10 tfachim off the ground. But in the machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan, Tanya Nami Yachim, we have a bryce that says like Rabbi Chilka Bartovi, that from one Rosh Hashanah to another, Derek Rosh Hashanah, B'toch Shlosha Divrei Kol Chayiv, L'mal Me'a Sara, Einu Ela Mishim Shvos, within 3 tfachim of the ground, you for sure Chayiv, more than 10 tfachim off the ground, it's only an Isser Midrabanan, Imhayu Rishuyos, V'imhayu Rishuyos Shelo, Mutter, if both of the Rishuyos were his, it's Mutter L'Chachila, because the do not require an Erev Chatzeros, Mishlosh of Yad Asara, Rabbi Kiva Mechayev Echam Potrim. And the whole Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is only within that window of 3 Tfachim to 10 Tfachim off of the ground. Amar Mar. So we had said in the Braisa before that if you throw from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah through a Rosh Hashanah more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, Emahai Rishuyos Shalo, Mutter. That if you own both Rishuyos, that's Mutter. So Lema Davit Yufte Drav. Maybe that's against Rav. De Itmar, Shnei Bat Mishnei. If you own two homes on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, Rav says that you're not allowed to throw from one to the other, even though you own both of them. But in the Braisa it says that it's mutter. So v'lav miyukimna lahik on the midli chad and umatzi chad is im enough of vasi l'suye. Now that machlok is Rav and Shmuel is in a case where one of the houses is higher up and the other one is lower down. So since you have to sort of finagle your way to pass it from one to the other, there's a concern that it might drop into the Rosh Hashanah. So in that case, Rav is going to say that it's Asur. But generally speaking, if you own both Rosh Hashanah and it's being passed more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, generally speaking, that's going to be Mutter. So now the Gemara brings the Makar for the idea that less than 3 Tfachim we say Lavud. Where do we find that anything within 3 tfachim of the ground is considered like lavud, that anything that's within 3 tfachim is considered as if it's mamish attached to it, and therefore pile of dirt in Rosh Hashanah that's less than 3 tfachim off the ground is batal to the Rosh Hashanah. So Amalei, he says, it's a svara. Lefi sheyef shal al Rosh Hashanah shetilakid melakid rehitni. A Rosh Hashanah is obviously not going to be perfectly even. There are going to be some bumps. That's the way roads are. So it's impossible to say that any slight change of elevation is going to be its own Rosh Hashanah. Then 3 tfachim also should be a dinner of Rosh Hashanah, even more than 3 tfachim. Visu, and furthermore, Haditnan, the Mishnah says, by the kashrus of a sukkah, Hameshal shel defanos mi lamala lamata, if a person lowers walls from the top to the bottom of the sukkah, imim gvom min ha'aretz shel shel tfachim psula, if the 3 tfachim high off the ground, they're pasul, ha'pachas mi shel shel ksheira, sounds like within 3 tfachim, they're going to be kashrus, as if they reach the ground, and that's midin lavud, but you don't have that svara by a sukkah. Walls can reach to the ground, meaning the whole svara of lavud you're saying is that, oh, it's impossible to get a Rosh Hashanah that doesn't have dips and peaks and dips that are 3 tfachim. Yeah, but you can get a sukkah wall down to the ground, so why is that? Why do we need lavud over there? So it says, now by dine mechitzos, it's a different issue. It's because you can't have a wall that a small animal animal could just crawl right under. Teinach lemata. So that works when you're talking about lavud on the bottom of the wall. But lemala, what about when you're talking about lavud toward the top of the wall? Ma'ikel lemeimar. How are you going to explain why we have lavud over there? El kol pachs mishlosh kolavud dami hilchas gemirila. There is no logic. It's halach lemoshe mesinai that there's such a din called lavud that anything that's less than three tefachim away is considered as if it's all attached, as if it's all a single unit. So there is no logic for it. So our Mishnah spoke, you know what, we're going to stop there, and Bez Hashem next time we'll pick up with Tanur Rabbanan.